Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, the big news this week, the Bloomberg survey on winter wheat production, which kind of surprised you.
It did. I don't think it was a surprise on their all winter wheat estimates. It was came in at 1,484,000,000 bushels. That's compared to production of 1,375,000,000 last year and a five-year average of essentially 1.5 billion. So I think that's pretty close. But Oklahoma, they're projecting, or their average of the estimates was 109 million bushels compared to 48 million last year and a five-year average of right at 100 million bushels. So they're predicting 127% increase above last year and about a 9% increase over the five-year average. If you look at Kansas, I think it came in about where you'd expect, 298 million bushels, up from 246 last year and a five-year average of 316 million.
Now that Oklahoma number, it's obviously the wheat is a lot better than what we were faced with this time last year, but do you think that it's accurate?
My estimate is somewhere around 80, 85 million bushels. I think the big question is the abandoned acres. How many acres will not be harvested? And the yield to a certain degree when you break open the heads and see what's in there. The range of the Bloomberg estimates were from 71 million to 167 million. So there's a big range there. And I think we had some people in this survey that didn't know what they were talking about.
Okay, interesting. Let's take a look at the world expectations now and what the numbers revealed.
Well, I haven't read a lot of numbers, or there's not many numbers out there for world production. From what I read, I think it's probably close to the average. Last year it was over 26 billion bushels. I think that's probably what we'll have, maybe slightly less than last year since prices are a little lower.
And then in terms of Black Sea exports, that's playing in as well.
Yes, there's some uncertainty in the Black Sea region, especially with Russia. You know, the last report I read said they were going to not implement that export tax starting in mid-May. The reports are that you can buy wheat out of the Black Sea area for around 95 cents a bushel less than Australian wheat, or if you look at U.S. or other exporting countries, anywhere between 80 and 80 cents and a dollar less than our price. And that's going to eat into Australia. That's going to eat into our export demand.
And then the next logical question, of course, what's our overall price outlook right now?
Well, you know, we've been talking about that value of the dollar, that index. It goes up. We said it went up, about 18%, is about $1.60 decrease in our prices. Well, you look at April the 13th, and we had a little peak there at 99.8. On the 30th, it was 95.2. That's a 4.6% decrease, which should be around a 25 cent increase in prices. That same time period, Oklahoma wheat prices declined 58 cents. And I think that reflects back to what the market's expecting in our production.
Last but not least, Kim, of course, everybody wants to know this time of year your thoughts on that June harvest price.
Well, if Bloomberg numbers are right, then we'll probably have prices around where they are, maybe lower. If I'm right that production is closer to 80 million in Oklahoma and that hard red winter wheat is well below average, then I think prices will be up around that $5.25.
Okay, thanks for keeping us posted. We'll see you next week.